In the book of Exodus, God leads his people out of Egypt into the wilderness. And he brings them finally to Mount Sinai, where he gives them the covenant. And there on Mount Sinai, God revealed himself clearly to his people in a way that he had not done before, and especially in a way that he had not done for any other people. He told them very clearly who he is, what his will is, and what it means to walk in his ways. And on Mount Sinai, he also told them very clearly the promises that he had made to them, promises he would not fail to keep. But despite God's clarity, despite God setting it out for them very clearly, Israel did not listen. They chose instead to turn away from him. And they formed for themselves a golden calf, an idol which they worshipped instead of God. Israel broke the covenant as soon as it had been revealed. Israel sinned against God almost immediately. But why did they do that? Why would they turn away when God had revealed himself so clearly? It was not because the law was unclear, or that it was confusing, or that it required some kind of special knowledge in order to understand. The reason why Israel turned away from God was because of their stubborn, rebellious hearts. Their time in Egypt had made them rebellious. It made them prone to idolatry. After all, a golden calf was a lot like the things they had seen in Egypt. So the reason why they turned away from God was not because they could not understand, but because they were unwilling to understand. They refused to listen to God. Exodus, of course, goes on to tell us about how judgment fell upon them. Thousands fell in a single day, and only the intercession of Moses spared the rest of the people. Moses called on God to remember his promises, to remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and have mercy on his people. And God, because he is a merciful God, did forgive them, even though they did not deserve it. And so Exodus tells us then that the covenant was remade. New tablets of stone were written, and everything was laid out clearly again. But this time with a difference. Because Exodus also tells us that now, whenever Moses came down from the mountain, there was a veil over his face. While Moses was on the mountain, he was speaking with God. He saw God's glory. And his face, now like the moon reflects the light of the sun, reflected the glory of God. The people of Israel saw in his face something of God's glory, and it terrified them. So Moses put a veil over his face to hide it from them. And again, not because it was hard to understand or that God was being unclear. He hid it from them because of their hard hearts. The veil hid even that reflected glory so that the people of Israel would not die. And it remained in place until the time when God would fully reveal his glory again in Jesus Christ, his Son. This is what Paul is getting at in our epistle reading for today. Because he's talking about how the Israelites in his own time, and frankly even down to our own time, rejected Jesus. But they did not reject him because Jesus was hard to understand. They did not reject him because they were lacking some kind of special insight. Rather, they rejected him because their minds were hardened. They rejected Jesus because they refused to see what was right in front of them. As Paul says in verse 15 of our reading, "Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts." Notice again, it does not say a veil is over their hearts because the Old Testament is unclear, as if only special people can really understand what it means. And he does not say that there is a veil over their hearts because they're lacking some kind of special key to be able to see something that people couldn't see before. God's word is clear. God's word has always been clear. Rather, he says the veil is there whenever Moses is read. It is in the reading, in the hearing of what God says, that the veil is there. Because they refuse to hear God rightly, their hard hearts prevent them from receiving the truth. And their own stubbornness kept them away from the truth revealed in Jesus Christ, God's Son. Because Moses, after all, didn't put the veil over his face in order to be cruel. He wasn't trying to keep them intentionally away. It was their hard hearts that made the veil necessary. Without that veil, they would be destroyed because they could not endure, even for a moment, the reflected glory of God. And if God's people were destroyed, how could God's salvation go forward? So God restrained himself. God held back so that everything that he wanted to happen would come to pass. But now Christ has come. The fullness of God's revelation is here. God is no longer holding back. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So for them to still refuse, even though everything has been made open and clear again, is only because their hearts are still stubborn. They insist on having a veil because they refuse to see the truth that God has revealed in his Son. They remain in bondage, refusing to come to the Lord and refusing to see what is plainly right in front of them. But this insistence on a veil, Christians, this refusal to accept what God has clearly revealed, is not just limited to the Jews from long ago until today, although they, of course, are a prime example of it. It also happens whenever anyone refuses to accept the clear word of God, insisting instead on something else, insisting instead on their own deliberate misunderstanding. Some, for example, refuse to accept that everything that the Bible says is true. They will say that, well, some things are just no longer relevant. It was true back then, but it's no longer true now, especially when it comes to things like what God has to say about men and women and his will for both. It is not that God is unclear on these things. Far from it. He's perfectly clear what his will is. But people refuse to accept it, insisting instead on their own way. Some, for example, refuse to listen to what God has to say about how we are to live. That as soon as somebody like Paul starts to say, this is what God would have us do, or this is what God would not have us do, they tune it out. They say they don't want to hear it. They'll try and shout it down by saying, well, that's just law. That's something that's impossible for us to keep, and we don't want to hear it at all. and so they will turn instead to their own way, refusing to listen to what God has to say. Some don't like to hear anything other than what they consider to be positive. They'll say, "Talk to me about mercy. Talk to me about love. Talk to me about forgiveness." But leave out all of that stuff about judgment and wrath and sin and death. I would much rather hear about how God forgives me than to hear about why I need to be forgiven in the first place. In cases like these, Christians, the veil is firmly in place. Not because God is somehow unclear, but because they refuse to listen. Their hearts have been hardened against the Lord. Why? Because of sin. It is sin that moves us to refuse to listen. It is sin that moves us to close our ears against God, so that no matter how clearly God speaks to us, sin distorts it. Sin silences it. Sin makes us turn away. The sin of Israel is what made the veil of Moses necessary. And it is our sin that keeps us away from God. And as long as we hold on to that sin, Christians, our hearts will continue to refuse to listen to what God has to say. And as long as we refuse, our hearts will become harder still. So the way out of this hardening is not in ourselves. Rather, it is something that comes from God alone. As Paul says in verse 16, "But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed." It is God that takes away our hard heart. It is God that takes away the sin that makes the veil necessary, so that through the Lord alone, we now come to hear clearly and to understand clearly. God opens our ears through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul says again in verse 18, "And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Pay attention to that word transformed. God is changing us into something new. Not through our own cleverness, not through our own understanding, not through how much study we have done. God changes us through the Holy Spirit to become more and more like Jesus Christ. God changes us and gives us a new heart, one that listens, one that does not shut itself off, one that delights in Him. So what does that mean for us now, here today? It shows us that our understanding is not something that comes from ourselves. If we know the truth of God, it's not because of who we are. Even the highly educated can refuse to listen. Rather, if we know the truth of God, Christians, it is His gift. God opens the ears deafened by sin. God makes us understand. And if there is something that we do not understand, something that is not quite clear to us in His Word, we can turn to the Lord and call on Him in prayer to open our hearts and to give us the understanding of His will. And God, through His Holy Spirit, will give us that new heart and will open our minds so that we do understand. And in this way, He will make us more and more like Jesus Christ, his Son. God grant it for his sake. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, who has revealed your glory in your Son, Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see and our ears to hear, so that we may know the truth in him and be saved. For you live and reign with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.